Archers for the week 3 to 8 September 2000.
Chris and Peggy are enjoying a walk around the boundary.
We could be in for an Indian summer after all.
Oh, I do hope so.
Oh, what a lovely walk we've had.
Yes, the country park's looking splendid. Oh, I do wish the men wouldn't walk so far ahead of us.
Oh, Jack's always been one for striding off. Well, at least they're waiting for us by the pavilion.
Oh, is that going for four?
Yes.
Ah. Sid looks very pleased with himself.
Yes.
You must find it quite a relief to get out and play cricket.
It's Cathy I feel sorry for.
Oh, but it can't be easy for either of them. Breaking up is such an unpleasant business, especially when there's a child involved.
From what Pat tells me, Cathy's determined to get the divorce through as quickly as possible.
You know, if Jolene has moved into the ball.
No, but I don't suppose it'll be long before she does.
What's Jack signalling to us?
Oh, they must be going on to the lodge.
Oh, that'll be George. He hates waiting.
Oh, well, never mind. They can go on. We're not in a hurry, are we?
No. So long as we get to the village hall by 7 o'clock for the read-through.
Ah, oh, still plenty of time.
Is Jack looking forward to judging the flower and produce show?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Let's just hope there isn't too much of that silly rivalry you sometimes get.
Yes. I've never understood how people can become so obsessed with having the biggest leeks or whatever.
No, I know what you mean.
Bert Fry's already been round to tell Jack what qualities he should be looking out for in the vegetables.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Frida's taking it very seriously, too.
Well, Georgie is rather proud of his onions, but other than that, I don't think he's too bothered. I think the best idea would be to make sure the prizes were shared round equally.
Yes, and then everybody would go home happy.
But I don't suppose it'd turn out like that, even then.
No, probably not. Jack says he'll be judging each entry entirely on its merits.
Well, good luck to him. Oh, who's just been bowled?
Neil, I think.
Oh, yes, Sid's still up the other end.
Oh, come on, let's get back for a cup of tea. I shall need one before I face Linda.
But you're not worried about it, are you?
No. After all, I'm only going to be in the chorus.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a good show, the Mikado.
I wonder why Eddie's walking out into the middle.
Yes. He hasn't even got his whites on, has he?
Neil, mate, can I have a word?
What are you doing here?
I need to ask you something.
Not now, Eddie. I've just been bowled.
Yeah, I saw her. Beating for pace, I reckon.
No, just skidded through, that's all. Good luck, Duncan. We're in the way here.
Oh, yeah, all right. It's about our caravan.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we've only got till Friday to find a new place.
Yeah, so I heard.
You got a lot of space at Willow Farm, haven't
you? No, Eddie, you can't.
Why not? It wouldn't be any trouble. You'd hardly even notice we were there.
We might not, but what about Mike and Betty, eh? You'd be right on top of them.
Oh, we wouldn't.
Oh, come on. They could hardly avoid you. I'm sorry, but I really don't think they'd buy in.
But we've been mates for years, Neil. I'm getting desperate.
Look, I'd really like to help, but I've got to think of Mike and Betty.
Yeah, well, it was worth a try, I suppose. Well, I said if there was any room behind the ball, and he just laughed.
Oh, I'm not surprised. That's his beer garden.
Tony and David had turned me down, you know. There's always that field, I suppose.
Huh? Where's that?
You know, where the one off the bypass. Yeah, there used to be horses in it.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no running water there. Clary probably wouldn't stand for that.
Well, I'm sure you'll find somewhere.
It's always Mega Rise, of course. I hardly dare think what that'll do to Dad.
Yeah. Look, Eddie, I need to get changed. I've got the read through at 7.
Hey, did you hear about Frank Bannerman and Benny Assett, by the way?
No. What's that?
Dropped dead in his yard yesterday.
No.
Heart attack. Brought on by stress, they reckon.
God, that's terrible. He wasn't very old, was he?
49. Same age as me.
Never thought it would happen to him.
Oh, I couldn't believe it either.
That's too young to die, isn't it?
His wife, Elaine. Oh, it's completely done her in.
Yeah, bet it has.
Oh, I've said I'll do her milking for her, just till she gets things sorted.
Oh, that's good of you. Well, it's the least you can do for a mate, really, isn't it? Yeah. I suppose it is. Look, I'd better go.
Okay, Neil, see you around.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, Neil, I hear you played splendidly.
We got three.
Well, those three runs could make all the difference.
Well, we should win this one, I suppose.
I've just seen my Poobah and Pishtash.
You what?
Jack and George. We're all very excited about the read-through.
Oh, yeah, right.
You won't be late, Neil, will you? Go to Also has a vital part to play.
No, no, I'm just going to change now.
7 o'clock prompt, please. Hold on a moment, Eddie. I'd like a quick word.
Look, if it's about the Mikado, Mrs. Snell, I'm not doing it, and that's fine.
No, 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 I understand that. I was wondering when you'd be able to come and lay the new patio, now that you've disposed of the old one.
Yeah, well, you see, I've got a couple of other jobs on at the moment as well. Edward's back at school tomorrow.
Yes, I know, but that pile of lump slate is seriously disturbing the flow of the chief.
I'll see what I can do, or maybe I can juggle things a bit.
I would be very grateful, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll manage something soon. But not on Friday. That's when we're moving.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I wouldn't expect that.
You've got a big garden, haven't you?
Yes, but surely you weren't thinking...
No, you're right. We'll never get the caravan through the gatepost.
Well, you know I'd love to help if I could.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I must go and get set up. Excuse me, Eddie.
Right. I bet they've got room at the stables.
I must say I'm surprised Linda isn't here yet.
Yes, it's not like her at all. She usually has everything so well organised.
And look, there's Barry Lovell.
It's all right, he's not coming this way. He's going to talk to Hayley.
Oh, good. I tend to find him rather overwhelming.
Yes, I know what you mean.
One that really is.
Do you think everyone else in the chorus is under 50?
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
I'm just a little worried I might be too old to play a schoolgirl.
Nonsense, Peggy. You'll all be wearing wigs, and anyway, you've got a lovely complexion.
Well, the thing is, who'll help Marjorie with front of house if I drop out?
Oh, I'm quite sure Linda will find someone else for that. It's singers she's having problems with.
Yes, but I'm still not sure.
Well, I think you'd be marvellous.
Oh, what's Ivy Horror been doing here?
Well, I dare say we'll soon find out.
I'm so sorry, everybody. It's been an absolute nightmare getting here. First, the chain on my bicycle came off. Then I got oil all over my skirt. And when I got home, water was pouring through the overflow pipes. It's just been one disaster after another.
Never mind, Linda. The main thing is you're here. And it's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Just when I can put the chairs up. Oh, somebody's already done it.
I'm sorry if I'm late, Mrs. Snell.
Yes, it's all right. Never mind, Neil. You're just in time. Now, right, everybody, places, please. Christine, I want you over here with Hayley and Brenda. Neil, you over there on the other side of Jack and George. And so, at this point, our schoolgirls will exit, probably stage left, though I'm not completely sure yet, leaving Yum Yum on her own. And who should chance to find her but Nanky Poo?
Mrs. Snell, do you want someone to read
Yum Yum? At last we are alone. I have sought you night and day for 3 weeks in the belief that your guardian was beheaded, and I find that you are about to be married to him this afternoon.
Oh, we could do that.
Alas, yes. But you do not love him? Alas, no.
Please.
Modified rapture. But why do you...
Linda, don't you think it'd be better if someone else was to read one of the parts?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, but I don't see a problem.
Well, it does sound a bit odd.
Well, I appreciate your concern, Peggy, but if you will forgive me, I feel that I have a familiarity with the roles through copious study of the text, which I could not possibly expect anyone else to have. One doesn't want to lose the nuances.
Yeah, but talking to yourself, it just sounds daft. Surely we could skip over these bits.
Oh, no, definitely not. The purpose of this read-through is to familiarise ourselves with the plot as a whole. It needs to be read in its entirety or not at all.
Then let's get on with it, shall we?
Thank you, Peggy. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. But why do you not refuse? Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
But why do you not refuse him?
What good would that do? Neil! Neil! Please control yourself.
Sorry, Mrs. Snell, but
It just sounds daft.
I think it might be better to skip these passages.
Yes, we've all got the general drift.
But not everyone has your familiarity with the
text. Perhaps you could give us a short précis.
Very well. At this point, we establish that Nanki Poo is in fact the estranged son of the Mikado, the Emperor of Japan. He has run away from an arranged marriage.
Don't worry, Linda. I'm sure it'll sound better once you have a full cast.
Yes, yes, and I'm sure it won't be long before we have one.
No. Well, good night then.
Good night.
Night.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, really. Yeah, there are quite a lot of well-known tunes in it, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Arthur Sullivan at his best, I think.
Look, I'm sorry I laughed at you.
Never mind, Neil. Water under the bridge.
Yeah, okay. Well, good night then.
Good night, Neil. It could be a lot worse, I suppose.
Oh, well, Mrs. Snell's still in there.
Oh, thank you, Neil. Peggy! I thought you said you weren't going to be in it.
I did.
Well, I hope you've changed your mind. I'm sure you'd make a lovely schoolgirls chorus with Ivy and the others.
I'm afraid not, Linda. I think my talents are better suited to front of house.
Oh, what a pity.
No, I left my bag somewhere. Oh, yes, here it is.
I thought it went rather well in the end, didn't you?
It would have been better with Nanki Poo and Yum Yum, of course.
Oh, well, yes, that goes without saying. But we're not the only ones having problems with casting.
Oh, who else is?
Larry tells me that Floss, you know, the Felpersham Light Opera Society?
Yes, I do know that.
Anyway, Larry told me that they are mounting a production of The Gondoliers on exactly the same dates as us.
Oh, dear, that is bad news.
And what's more, they even have the cheek to suggest we cancel ours and stick to what we know best, panto.
That's not very charitable.
Quite. They obviously just want to pinch our cast to fill out their chorus. The nerve! And when you think of the numerous high-quality, semi-professional productions we have put on over the years...
Yes, that is rather galling.
And then that tatty little troupe of troubadours suggests that they should take precedence over us.
It is rather an unfortunate clash, though.
Oh, but we shall not give way, Peggy.
Well, I must say I admire your spirit.
Oh, yes. We shall make this the finest production of G&S that Borsetshire has ever seen. I am determined that our Mikado will be remembered for years to come.
Ruth's come to watch a special delivery.
She's not as interested in this as she used to be, is she?
She wants to tell you more about the first day back. And she probably thinks once you've seen one calf being born, you've seen them all.
Doesn't seem quite that simple from this angle, I must say. Right then, Bianca, I think you need a bit of help.
How's she doing?
Oh, presentation's fine, but there's been nothing moving for about 20 minutes now.
Do you think it's a big one, then?
Yeah. So, just make sure there's enough lubrication. That's it!
I know. Poor old Bianca.
Can you pass her out?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks. It's all right. We'll soon have your little one out of that.
She's doing really well, isn't she?
Yeah, of course she is.
You're a fine milker, Bianca. Let's see if you can give us another one, eh?
There we are. Now... Come on. That's good. That's very good.
Come on, girl, you can
do it. Come on, that's it.
Come on, Bianca, push.
Here it comes. Hey.
Well done, old girl.
Nostrils okay?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It is breathing nicely. And it's a heifer!
Fantastic!
fantastic!
Hey! Come on, then. Come on, say hello to Mum. Yes. Makes it all seem worthwhile, doesn't it?
How was Jamie's first day back at school?
Oh, fine. He really enjoyed seeing all his friends again.
Good. Now, what we need to sort out first is evaluation of the book.
OK.
What I'd like to do is arrange for someone to take a look at the books and then call round to value the property.
I'll have to get the books off Sid, but that shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, we usually use Rodway and Watson. They're a very reputable company.
So long as they come up with a good valuation, I don't mind who it is.
Good. Now, both you and Sid will need to make full disclosures of your incomes and financial assets, including any pensions and savings accounts.
Oh, yes, I can do that. I don't know how organised Sid is about all that stuff, though.
The next step is to work out exactly what financial settlements you need.
Well, it's got to be enough to set Jamie and me up, so we don't have to worry about money.
But we'll still have to draw up a list of your specific needs, so I'd like you to write out a schedule of all your monthly outgoings.
Right. I need to make a note of all these lists, don't I?
Well, that's all right. I'll give you a copy of my notes.
Thanks. I'm being paid by Ambridge Organics now, of course. Does that have to be taken into account as well?
Yes, it does. All your different sources of income need to be disclosed.
Well, that's it, really, since Sid stopped paying me. Are you sure that leaving the bull won't count against me?
Honestly, Cathy, you needn't worry.
You see, it's when he put Jolene in. That's when it became impossible to carry on.
I know, and nobody blames you for that. I can assure you it won't have any bearing at all.
So long as you're sure.
I am. No one is trying to apportion blame.
Oh. How much do you think we can get out of Sid?
As I said before, Cathy, we've got to be realistic about this. You really don't want to ruin Sid financially.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it? Surely he owes me enough for a house.
Yes, you should be looking for that, plus maintenance for Jamie until he leaves education. And I think you may also need maintenance for yourself in the short term.
As a minimum?
Yes, as a minimum. They'll also take into account that you're currently living rent-free.
Yeah, but I don't want to stay like that.
No, I know. And it will be important that you're only working part-time and no longer receiving a salary from the bull.
Yeah.
Now, when Sid receives a copy of the divorce petition along with a statement of arrangements for children you signed last week, he must sign and return the acknowledgement of service form in 8 days.
And then?
Provided he doesn't try to defend the petition, you can apply for the proceedings to be put in the special procedure list for the decree nisi.
What list?
It means you're put down for a quickie divorce, which can be processed as a paper exercise. Neither of you has to attend.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And as soon as the divorce goes on the list, the district judge will fix the date for the decree nisi to be pronounced and make any orders for costs.
So, how long does all this take?
It'll take several weeks until the decree nisi is pronounced, but that's pretty fast in legal terms.
And the financial settlement?
That comes after decree nisi. But there are things we can do in the interim.
Good.
Come on, you lot. That's it. Keep going.
Oh, no. You saved me a job. Thanks.
I haven't walked the cows out for ages. They seem full of the joys.
Well, that's because they're so happy to see you back, of course.
I'm certainly enjoying being with them. It's great to be doing something for a change.
Well, as long as you don't get too tired.
No, I'm fine. Did I tell you Usha's coming around tonight?
No. But that's all right. I'm sure I'll find something to do so I can leave you two girls together.
Come on, you, no slacking. Why don't you go out for a drink?
What, you want to get rid of me then?
Of course not. You haven't had much chance recently, have you? With everything else that's been going on.
No, it's true. Yeah, all right, I will. I'll give Alistair a ring, see what he's doing.
Good idea.
You know, it's so good to see you out on the farm again.
I know. Feels like I'm back where I belong.
Like it should be.
Yeah.
Whew. You're right.
Of course. Don't be daft. It's only just round the corner.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course I'm sure. Oh, that's it, old girl. You lead on. You're not going to stop me now, just when I started getting involved again.
Yes, I know. It's great to have you back.
Hello, the Bull Average.
Sid, it's me.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, I'll make it short. I've been to see Usha.
Yeah, I did hear.
We're going ahead with the divorce papers. You should get them by the end of the week.
Kathy, are you sure you want to do it all like this?
What other way is there?
Well, it's just... It all seems so fast. We've hardly had time to think or talk.
Don't make this more difficult than it is, Sid. I've made up my mind. I thought you had too.
Yeah, I have. It's just... I don't want us to be enemies. I know I've hurt you.
Hurt me? You don't even know the half of it.
But isn't there a more civilised way?
This is civilised. From now on, we've got to treat this as purely a business affair. We can't let it drag on.
Yes. I suppose you're right.
I'll need to get the books from you as soon as possible.
What?
So that we can make all the necessary financial arrangements.
You know, it's been pretty difficult covering here since you left.
I would have thought Jolene was a more than adequate replacement.
No, it's not just that. Anyway, I haven't been keeping everything up to date as much as I should.
It doesn't matter. We need to see those books now.
But it'll be difficult for me to get away.
Then I'll come and get them. How about tomorrow evening?
Yes, OK. I'll have them ready for you.
Good.
You know, I've been thinking about Jamie. We need to be sure it's right for him, going through with all this.
You haven't left me any choice. It's you who started all this, remember, not me.
Yeah, I know, but being bitter, going out for revenge, that's not going to help him, is it?
All I want is a fair and proper settlement, so that we can get on with our lives. You owe us that. So don't pretend you're putting Jamie first, when you've hardly even thought about him up till now.
Yeah. Okay, so it's all my fault.
I didn't want this to happen. But now that it has, the sooner we get this divorce settled, the better.
Okay.
And make sure you have those books ready for me.
Yes, I will. Kathy? Oh, what's the use? Hello, David. I haven't seen you in here for a while.
No. It's a bit of a rare treat these days.
Yeah. Pardon the shyness?
Yeah, please. Alistair hasn't been in yet, has he?
No, I haven't seen him.
I hear we had a narrow victory over Little Croxley.
Yes, yes. By 3 wickets.
Aye.
Should give us a chance of finishing third this year.
Quite an improvement on last year, eh?
Yeah. So, how's Ruth getting on?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because actually she's doing very well. She's been up with the cows today.
Oh, that's good.
There you go. Yeah. So, how are things with you?
Well, to be honest, they could hardly get any worse, really.
Have they settled all right?
Yeah, Pip's listening to a tick, and Josh looks as always ready to drop off any moment. Oh.
Jill had him outside all afternoon.
Mm, nice to make the most of the sun while it's here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't bring the tea in.
It's all right, I'll get it.
No, you don't have to. Okay, then.
I need the exercise after a day in the office.
I've been outside a bit myself today.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I started off in the carving shed, and then I thought I'd go and see what else was happening.
And how was everything?
Fine.
That's your mug, isn't it?
Thanks. There wasn't anything special going on. Phil moving an electric fence, Bert ploughing Leaky Meadow.
But it was nice to be out there.
Yeah. So I wish I could actually help them physically. I really want to get back to work.
Well, there must be something you can do that isn't too demanding.
Well, I did walk the cows out to the field this evening, but then I had to lie down for half an hour afterwards. Pathetic, isn't it?
Not at all. And now you've made that first move, I'm sure it'll be easier next time.
Oh, I hope so. But when I do go back, I want to do everything again. Not just some of the jobs, the less strenuous ones.
You have to give it time.
Oh, I'd really hate it if I couldn't pull me weight. But maybe that's something I'm just going to have to face up to.
You don't know that. You are going to make a full recovery.
I hope so. I really do.
Does David know you walked the cows out?
Yeah, it was nice. He was a bit worried at first, wondering if I could cope. But in the end, I think he was really pleased.
I bet it meant a lot to him.
Yeah. He said the Brookfield hadn't been the same without me. And now it's like a proper farm again.
Kirsty's lending Tom a hand.
Just give me a shout, okay? Do you think we should order in some more pancarrig?
Oh, I've already done the cheese order. Thanks, Cathy.
It's been very popular, hasn't it?
Yes, I know.
Ah, that's all your sausages for another week, I reckon.
Yep, you shouldn't run out again with any luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, that's another thing that's been very popular.
Yeah, they're selling really well. Mm. At this rate, we'll have to increase production soon.
Mm, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Even more pigs to play with.
It wouldn't be so bad.
Come on, Tom, let's get back. I want to take you out for a drink this evening.
As long as you're paying.
Of course.
Yeah, okay then.
You two having a good time.
Well, if you can call shifting the ox and mucking out having a good time, then yes, we are.
It'd be better if it was raining. Or even snowing, though, wouldn't it?
Speak for yourself, Kirsty. You haven't been out there when it's really like that.
Well, then you have to give me a call next time, won't you?
Yeah, maybe I will. Makes a nice chance to get a bit of help, though. Even if you don't know what you're doing most of the time.
Oh, thanks very well.
Tom, would you mind moving out of this lady's way?
Oh, sorry. Right, we'll get off then.
Bye.
Bye, you two.
Right. I'll just do these for you.
I'll put them in a bag, shall I? Oh, it looks like another nice day.
That's £3.74 altogether.
And here's your bag.
Thank you. That's £3 and 74 pence exactly.
Thanks very much. Bye then.
Talkative type, isn't she?
Never mind, at least she keeps coming back.
Be nice if she spent a bit more, though.
It's good to see Tom and Kirsty so happy together, isn't it?
I think it's rather nauseating myself.
She can't leave him alone. He just laps it up. Well, they were apart for a long time.
But he's still seeing Lauren as well.
Is he?
Yes. He's going out with her on Thursday night. She doesn't know anything about Kirsty, and I don't suppose he's going to tell her either.
Well, that's a bit naughty. Still, I suppose when you're young, it doesn't matter so much, does it?
Oh, but I'd have thought you'd be...
Oh, look, it's your mum with the yoghurts. Do you need any help, Pat?
No, I'm fine, thanks, Cathy. There's only this one tray for now.
Well, that should keep us going for another couple of days.
How about a hand of putting them away?
No, don't worry, I can manage. I thought you had to go and get Jamie anyway.
Oh, you're right. I was just going to get my things.
No, I'll go on then. Don't let us hold you up.
OK, then, thanks.
Hi, Helen. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Mum. Yes, I'm here too.
Yeah, of course you are. Been a busy day?
Oh, pretty hectic this morning, but it died off a bit this afternoon.
Oh, well, never mind. Might still pick up.
It's always a bit quieter Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's what people tend to do their shopping towards the end of the week. At least our overall figures are very healthy.
Yes, but we can't afford to sit back on our laurels, can we?
Right, then. I'm definitely not needed tomorrow, am I?
No, Anya's in all day.
And I can still do Thursday.
Oh, that's great. Don't forget, we're going out for a drink tonight.
Don't worry, I won't forget that. It'll be a real treat.
The really nice little pub on the canal I got in mind.
Sounds lovely. I'll see you at home then.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Helen.
Oh, bye then. I thought she was going to put Jamie in an after-school club.
Yeah, she did talk about it, but then we decided he should be with his mum at the moment, when he's not in school.
It's very inconvenient, though, isn't it? It's like she's here one minute and gone the next. Well, I'd like to get away sometimes, too.
Don't exaggerate, Helen. It's not that bad.
Yes, it is. I'm stuck here on my own for the rest of the afternoon when I could be doing other things.
I know it's frustrating for you, but...
She's supposed to be helping us, or is it the other way round?
Hold on a minute, Helen. It's Cathy who's doing us the favour here, remember? If she wasn't helping in this shop, we'd have a real problem.
Oh, yes, I know that. But you have to admit that being a shop assistant wasn't exactly what you employed me for.
No, I admit it's not perfect, but as soon as we get a replacement for Peter, the problem will be solved. You can't blame Kathy for the fact that we haven't found anyone yet.
Yes, all right. How long is she and Jamie going to carry on living at home with us? Well, that's not perfect either.
I know that too, but you know Kathy isn't happy about the situation. She's going out looking at flats again tomorrow.
Oh, good. Hope she finds something soon.
Come on, you. It's for your own good. You. Yeah, we're nearly done, Jet. Oh. Hello, Elizabeth. What brings you out here?
Well, I haven't come to watch you drenching sheep, in case you wondered.
No, I thought not.
I've been thinking about Mum's 70th.
Oh, yeah.
I want to throw a big party for her at Lower Loxley.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes, everyone else seems to think so, too.
Oh, so I'm the last to know, am I?
No, don't be silly. I told Dad, and I think he was quite relieved not to have to organise everything himself.
Yeah, well, he's been getting very tired lately.
I know, that's partly why I thought I'd offer. And Sheila's all for it. She's going to help me with the organisation.
You spoken to Ruth yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, why don't you ask her if she wants to help too?
Really?
Yeah, I think she'd like to. She's just starting to get round the farm again.
That's good.
Oh, you know, she's frustrated she can't do so much, so I'm sure she'd like to get involved with something like that. It'll give her something to do, which isn't too taxing.
Okay, great. I will ask her then.
There you go, Tom. Party lager and a packet of crisps. Oh, some biddy in there keeps going on and on about the Mikado this, the Mikado that. God, she can bore the pants off you.
That'll be Linda Snell, drama queen of Ambridge.
Oh, she's so loud. Oh, you could see the barmaid's eyes glazing over. It's like it was the most important thing in the world.
Oh, it's the Christmas show this year. Linda keeps trying to get everybody in it.
Ah, so that's why she asked me who I was. Is she the director?
Yeah.
God, it'd drive you mad, wouldn't it? She was putting up this big list of rehearsals.
Yeah, she'll be slave driving from now till Christmas.
I was in a school play once, years ago. I had to carry this pot across the stage, but I dropped it and it smashed. It never put me in anything after that.
Well, this one's a musical.
Oh, is it? Well, look, that's your mum, isn't it?
Yeah, and Kathy. They're going out for a drink together.
What, here?
Oh, no way. This would be the last place Kathy would choose.
Oh, she looks a bit miserable, doesn't she?
You know this is where she used to live before she split up with Zed.
Oh, yeah.
You won't hang around, will you?
No, of course not. I'll just go straight in, get the books and come straight back out, all right?
Yeah, I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to. The last thing I want is to see Sid and Jolene dangling from each other's arms.
Promise I'll be as quick as I can. Besides, we've got a nice little country pub to go to, haven't we?
Hi, Mum. I thought you were going to the Waterman's Arms.
Yeah, we are. I'm just running a little errand for Kathy first.
Oh, it must be really hard for her coming back here.
Oh, it's not easy. So, you two had a good day?
Not bad. Tom's been letting me into all his pig-keeping secrets.
Must have been exciting.
Oh, yeah. The secret life of the pig man. I'm thinking about turning it into a bestseller.
Well, maybe not.
Actually, we've had a great day. Haven't we, Tom?
Yeah. Really interesting. Hey, and don't poke me like that.
Ow, get off me!
Oh, I think I'll leave you two to it.
Don't do that, Tom. It's really childish.
You started it.
All right, then. Pax.
You what?
You know, peace. You obviously didn't do Latin at school, did you?
No, did you?
Not for long. Oh, it's made me really thirsty being outside all day.
Hasn't stopped you talking, though, has it?
Oh, chic. Go on, then. You do the talking.
Okay. What do you want to do after this?
Have another one. Can't we bother going anywhere else tonight?
You sure?
Yes. I'm perfectly happy just being here with you. Anyway, we'll be going out again on Thursday, won't we? I thought we could go to Angels in Falksham.
Well, does it have to be Thursday?
Yes, I told you. That's my only other free night before the weekend.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Yes, I did, Tom. Maybe you were too busy admiring one of your pigs.
I can't make it on Thursday.
Why not?
I've I've got something on.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Rehearsals for the Mikado. Linda wrote me into it, and I didn't have any choice.
You're kidding, aren't you?
No, honest. She twisted my arm, and I had to agree.
You wuss!
No, I thought, well, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing to do. Since it's a village thing, they'd be stuck if everyone said no, wouldn't they?
It's not your kind of thing, is it?
Should be a good laugh. You get to meet lots of other people.
Yeah, but when we talked about it just now, you didn't...
Well, I know. I was just a bit embarrassed.
I'm not surprised. How come you never mentioned it before?
I don't know. It must have slipped my mind.
Oh, Thursday's a good night for me as well. God, I have to try and change things now. That's really awkward of you.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. I'll just have to change things around a bit. Oh, Wednesday's better.
Yeah, should be.
Great. Here's to Wednesday nights instead, then.
Yeah, cheers.
I hope it's not too early for you, Kenton.
No, I'm off in about 10 minutes, though.
You still eating breakfast?
Yeah.
Sorry. How's Mel?
Oh, she's fine. Still getting the old morning chunder, though. You know how it is.
I certainly do.
So what's with the early morning call? I thought you guys were supposed to be rushed off your feet.
Oh, we are. We had several coach parties in last week, in fact.
Oh, and how's that new girl?
Emma Carter.
Yeah. She's an improvement on Auntie Tracy, I take it.
Good heavens, yes. She's polite with the customers, hard-working, gets on well with other staff. Everything Tracy wasn't, in fact.
Great. Look, I'm going to have to dash in a minute. We're out on this catamaran today. It should be fantastic. It sounds like a dream.
Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting your day's only just started. I'm failing to ask if you and Mel can come to a party.
A party? What, over there?
Yeah. We're having one at Lower Loxley for Mum's 70th.
Oh, really?
Everybody else is going to be there, so we need you two to make up a full complement.
Well, I don't know how Mel would feel about it. What with the bump and...
No. Well, I thought you might say that. Although people do fly, don't they?
Yeah. But as it's her first one...
Well, okay. How about persuading her to let you come?
I've got an awful lot on at the moment, what with the summer coming.
Yeah, but it's a really special occasion, Kenton.
Sure. When is it exactly?
The 3rd of October. We're holding it on her birthday itself.
I tell you what, I'll have a think about it.
Oh, you know how much it would mean to Mum to have you there.
Yeah. Okay, look, I might just be able to do it. I'd have to check the flight, of course.
It would mean an awful lot to me, too, if you could come.
I can't promise you anything, Elizabeth.
No, I know, but you will try your best, won't you?
Yeah, no worries. It could be a lot of fun coming over to see you all again.
Yeah, I thought so.
Does Bert really know his onions?
No, Bert.
Here you are, Bert.
Don't step on it.
Oh, it's only a beetle.
It's a stag beetle. Daniel would never forgive you.
Oh, of course. Rare, ain't they?
Yeah, very. An endangered species now.
Oh, used to see them all the time. Well, what shall I do with it then?
Oh, well, I don't know. Put it out of harm's way somewhere. On the old gatepost.
Not yet. Young Daniel's quite a naturalist, isn't he?
He certainly is.
We family and other animals, eh?
Yeah. Never spoke a truer word, Bert.
Good, are you ready for hand with this gate yet?
No, I've still got the other hinge to put on.
Oh, he reckons they makes machinery wider every year on purpose, just to give us all these extra jobs.
Well, we'd have needed to rehang this gate soon enough anyway. The old posts are beginning to go.
I saw Ruth out earlier on, keeping an eye on us.
Yeah, I'm very glad to see it.
It shows she's on the mend, don't it?
Yeah. She desperately wants to be fully involved, but she's simply not up to it yet.
Well, it must be very frustrating for her.
Mm. Got to be a good sign, though, that she's getting out again.
Better than moping at home, at any rate.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. How is your show veg coming on?
Ah, no. Frieda and me, we're rather proud of what we've managed to achieve in our little garden.
Well, you've certainly put a lot of work in.
We're hoping it'll pay off handsomely come the 24th.
So which categories are you entering?
All of them. Oh, except the painting. We aren't really the arty type.
Oh, well, there's an art to growing vegetables, though, isn't there? Last, this one's gone in at an angle.
Oh, you'll be all right with a few taps on the other side, boss. That should do it.
Well, hopefully.
Yes, I especially fancy my chances with the onions and the marrows. I'll definitely be going for the record with them.
Well, I think you might have a bit of competition from George this year. At least with the onions. There, that should do.
Oh, so George is entering his onions, is he?
Oh, yes. He's put a lot of effort into them. He showed me the other evening. They're very impressive indeed.
Really? You wouldn't happen to know how big they are by any chance?
Well, I'm sorry, Bert. I didn't have a tape measure with me at the time.
Oh, no. No, of course not.
I don't suppose they'll be any bigger than yours anyway.
No, I dare say they won't.
Right, well, let's get this gate hung. Are you ready?
Yeah, you say when.
Well, one...
Two, three. You look as though you've been walking miles, Fallon.
Well, I got a lift into Portchester, but I've been walking since.
It's lucky for you I came along when I did.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. Partidoe.
I just bought some new outfits for Lily and Freddie.
Seems to have warmed them out, doesn't it?
Yes, thank goodness. Oh, it's nice to have a little peace every now and again. So you've been to see your father. How is he?
Oh, he's all right, I suppose.
Do you see him often?
Not much. You live in that stately home, don't you?
Yes, that's right, in Lower Loxley.
Could you drop me at the entrance, then?
Well, actually, I'm going into Ambridge to see my father, so I can drop you there.
Oh, OK, yeah, thanks.
Is anything the matter? You seem a bit upset.
No, I'm okay. You don't have to take me all the way if you don't want.
No, honestly, it's no problem. Unless you'd rather go somewhere else.
No, I've got to. I need to see my mum.
Then I'll drop you at the Bull before I go to Brookfield.
Thanks.
It's my pleasure.
Here you go, Eddie.
Oh, it's all.
So, you found a place to shift your caravan onto yet?
No, I don't reckon I'm going to, either.
Why is that?
I'm running out of places to try, you know.
Well, there must be somewhere.
Oh, I'm telling you, there ain't nowhere. At least not in Ambridge. Clary's going spare, worrying about it.
There must be someone round here with a spare bit of land.
Oh, yeah, there is. Brian Aldridge. Maybe we should ask his dear if they'd mind shifting up a bit, I don't think.
There must be someone else.
Oh, there's always some excuse. I mean, Neil's got Grange with a farmer. Every time I ask him, he keeps going on about not upsetting Mike and Betty.
Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it? There's always someone who'll complain.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not talk about it if you don't mind. I've had a long day and I came in here to relax.
Sorry I mentioned it.
No, it's not your fault, Jelly. No, I've been over in Penny Asset since early this morning. Doing the milking, sorting out stuff for a farm sale.
Oh, what is that then?
Yeah, it's a mate of mine. Died last Saturday. Just like that it was.
Oh, Eddie, I'm sorry.
His wife's still in a right state about it.
I'd have thought you had enough to worry about.
Yeah, well, he was a mate, wasn't he? I couldn't leave him a lurch.
I hope all our friends as good as that.
Yeah, well, the trouble is you don't find it until there's something wrong, do you? Oh, it'd be nice to think we got friends looking out for us and all.
The next pint's on the house, all right?
No, oh, you don't have to, Jolene.
It's all I can do, though, innit?
Oh, well, go on, then.
I wish I could do more than just stand in the field and watch you.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I'm rather glad to have someone to keep an eye on me, making sure I don't make too many mistakes.
Well, I haven't spotted any so far.
I'm just glad to see you getting out and about again.
Sounds like Jill's party's going to be quite a grand affair.
It should be fun to get all our old friends together again.
It takes some organising, I suppose.
Well, luckily I have two daughters who are very good at that sort of thing. And David mentioned that you might well be interested in helping.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a little
bit. But as you say, I don't suppose they'll need much help.
Well, I'm sure they'd be delighted if you wanted to.
Okay, I'll see.
Oh, it's nice to see my family working together for a change.
You're right, we needed something like this.
Yeah, it was rather an inspired notion of Elizabeth. Ah, talk of the devil.
Oh, nothing too bad, I hope.
Oh, look at Lily, doesn't she look sweet?
Yes, proper little sleeping beauty. I'll just go and get Freddy. He's still asleep too, rather amazingly.
Oh, look at her cheeks. They're so rosy.
Well, I expect Elizabeth's had her outside.
Oh, I haven't seen enough of you recently, have I, Lily?
No, unfortunately.
She's growing so fast. You forget, don't you?
Yes, you do. Right, that's the saucepans done.
Oh, sorry, I'll dry the rest of them in a minute.
Yes, all right. Or you could just leave them to drain.
Okay.
Do you know what I think is going to be the most difficult to organise for this party?
No.
Making sure Jill doesn't find out about it.
Here's Freddy.
Oh, they both look so well, Elizabeth. Really healthy.
Thanks. Is Mum out of the way?
Yes, she went off to a WI meeting about 10 minutes ago.
Good. I did have the excuse of Mrs. Pugsley's jam, just in case she was still here.
Well, I'm sure we can still find a home for it.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. Here you are.
Thanks.
I take it Sheila isn't here yet?
No, but I'm sure she won't be long.
We're going to start drawing up the guest list tonight. Do you want to stay and help, Ruth?
I'm afraid I can't. David's gone back out to see to the carving, and I've got to put Pip and Josh to bed.
Oh, well, never mind. Another time, perhaps. Have you had a think about the guest list, Dad?
Well, yes. Though I ended up thinking more about people I definitely wouldn't want to invite.
Well, we only want to invite nice ones, please.
Yes, all right. I'm sure I can come up with a few names for you.
Good.
I think I'll go and get my two ready now. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
I must say, she's looking pretty good, all things considered.
Yes, she is. And David seems to have picked up, too.
It's rather nice having something we can all agree on, isn't it?
Oh, you can say that again.
Poor Dad. Are we really such a trial to you?
Only sometimes. Now, shall we make a start on this guest list?
Okay. So, who are the people Mum would most like to see there, apart from the family and people in the village?
Well, there's the Tregorans, of course, and the Adamsons. Then there's the Marshalls.
What's wrong with yours, Bert?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with mine. It's just a charge, is it bigger?
Well, how big are they, then?
Oh, they must be at least 9 inches, I reckon.
No wonder that he's big.
Oh, hold on, I want to hear the end of this.
What do you reckon he's been putting on him?
Ah, well, that's what I'd like to know.
Hello, people? Hello?
Oh, well, see yourself, then.
Oh, I hate it when people do that.
Mum? Oh, look who's here.
Can I talk to you?
Well, hang on a sec. I want to hear about Bert's onions.
Oh, you've heard all there is to hear.
No.
He knows I'm after the same thing he is. He told my feeder I'd better watch out.
Yeah, well, you've still got your marrows and everything else, haven't you?
Well, that may be, but them onions are my pride and joy.
It beats me how you men can get so excited over the size of your vegetables.
Yeah, because of stuff about onions, anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't mock your lady.
There's no need to be rude, Fallon.
Mum, I want to talk to you now.
Go on, then.
Mum, what, here upstairs?
Look, Fallon, I've got a pub to run.
Please, Mum, it's really important.
Oh, right, Eddie, will you give Sid a shout down the cellar if anyone wants serving her?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. Fallon, what's up, love?
You don't care about me, do you?
Oh, that's not fair. I was busy. Of course I care about you.
Oh, then you've got to listen to me.
What's all this about, Fallon?
You're coming to live here with Sid, whatever happens, right?
That's right, yeah. And our future's together. I love him.
I thought so.
Oh, I know you don't like it, but that's the way it is, and there's nothing you can do to change that.
I know.
Oh, don't turn your back on me. I still love you too.
I went to see Dad.
And?
I asked if I could move in with him.
What did he say? As if I can't guess.
Okay, Mum, you're right about him. He told me to get lost. or words to that effect.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm sure he didn't mean to hurt you.
Yes, he did. He doesn't care about me.
He does, in his own way. He just doesn't always know how to show it.
Oh, Mum, can I stay with you? I've got nowhere else to go.
Oh, of course you can, darling. You know you'll always have home with me, whatever happens.
I know, Mum. Thanks.
Oh, look, sweetheart. It's going to be a new start, eh? For you, me, all of us. Hmm? But this time, we'll make it work, Fallon. I promise.
How much do you suppose the bull is worth? Kathy's about to find out.
So, when is it you've got to go to the bull with this estate agent?
I'm meeting him at 12:30.
Right.
I'm sorry it's such short notice. But he couldn't make it again till next week, otherwise.
He's rather a nuisance.
I'm sure you'll be fine. You'll only be on your own for an hour or so.
It's the farmer's market today. You know lots of people come on from there to us.
You could always give Anya a ring, see if she can come in earlier.
No, she's not coming back from Felfisham until after 1:00. Oh, I expect I'll manage.
I seem to be having rather a lot to do with estate agents at the moment.
Oh, you went to see some flats yesterday, didn't you?
One house and three flats, to be precise.
Any good?
Nope, not a single one of them.
You'd have thought it'd be quite easy to find a two-bedroom flat.
Oh, it is, if you don't care where you live or who your neighbours are. Oh, does this slice the knee cleaning?
Hmm? Oh, no, I did it this morning.
Good. I bumped into Roy and Hayley at one of these places yesterday, off the Stratford Road.
What did they think?
Well, put it like this. The walls were covered in scribble, the ceilings were yellow with nicotine stains, and you couldn't hear what you were saying over the racket from next door.
I'm not very impressed then.
No, they looked as fed up as I was. There's just nothing round in my price range at the moment. Certainly nothing that's suitable for young children.
Have you seen this bump that came through from the Soil Association the other day?
No.
It's their organic harvest promotion. There's a different theme every year.
What is it this year?
Suppers. I thought we could do a couple of special afternoons. Provide free tastings in the shop. You know, bits of sausage, cheeses, organic biscuits, that sort of thing.
Yeah, good idea. Perhaps we could do one or two other things as well.
Like what?
Well, how about if we cooked a couple of dishes beforehand? You know, something really tasty that people might want to make for their supper.
No, it'd be too complicated. I mean, it's not very practical, is it? I mean, look at the space we've got here. Where would we cook it for a start?
No, I meant a cold dish. I could make it back at the farm first and then bring it here.
That's the idea, Kathy. I don't think so. Besides, you might not even be here in October.
No, I suppose not.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but all the ending was a bit predictable.
Well, yeah, you always know the doctor were a bad lot, but it didn't bother me.
Shall I leave it on the table?
Yeah, I'll pack it away later.
You've got a whole box full of books. Why don't you let Susan keep it?
Because I like to read them again, Joe. One of the few pleasures I get in life. You couldn't just pass me that shirt, Susan, could you?
Of course. Nice day for drying, isn't it?
Fine day for sitting in the sun, and I... Come on, my little beauty. I got a nice little bit of mince here for you.
You'll spoil those kittens, Joe, feeding them like that. It's supposed to be wild.
I'll find a home for them when it's time, don't you worry. I'm just giving them an helping hand, because they lost their mum and they...
You're just getting soft.
No, I ain't.
How's your Emma getting on her new job?
Don't ask me.
Why not?
She won't tell me anything about it.
Well, that's because she knows you wanted her to go to college.
Oh, I just hope she doesn't end up regretting it.
She don't need to go to college. The sooner you get to taste of real life, the better, if you ask me.
Yes, Joe, but now
I left school when I was 14 and it never did me no harm. I got a proper education in the University of Life. That was all you needed in them days.
Now, here we go.
That farm and the country around here was our world. It's all we needed. I got to live herself, Felpersham. could have been the moon.
Is that right, Joe?
Of course it helped if you come from a good home. And that's what Green's farm was for 978 years. So we got thrown out. At least we're back in Ambridge now.
I wonder what's taking Eddie so long.
Well, I ain't in no hurry.
What, he said he'd take you down the ball 10 minutes ago, Eddie?
I know, I'm just coming. You've washed all the towels, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I had to dry myself with an old shirt. Yeah, still wet.
Well, I didn't know why you're having a shower in the middle of the day, any road.
Well, that's it, didn't I? I split that bag of cement, you went everywhere. Anyway, it's time we hit the road, Dad.
Yeah, well, all right, I'm coming. I've been looking forward to this, Eddie.
Yeah, it makes a change, doesn't it? See you later.
Bye. Some special reason for him going to the pub?
Eddie's going to tell Joe we got to move out of here tomorrow.
Doesn't he know?
We haven't had the heart to tell him. And so as we thought Eddie'd come up with somewhere else. But he hadn't found nowhere at all.
What's going to happen?
Go back to Meadow Rise. I don't think what Joe's going to say when he finds out. That's why Eddie's taking him for a pint, soften the blow.
Oh, that's awful, Clary.
Yeah.
Eddie has asked Neil about Willow Farm, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He did speak to him, didn't he tell you?
No, he never mentioned it.
Well, apparently he's worried about what Mike and Betty'd think.
Well, I don't suppose they'd be too happy, but this is an emergency. I mean, you can't take Joe back to Meadowrides.
Trouble is, we ain't got no choice, Susan.
Would you rather I did the talking?
No, I'm all right. I'll be fine. Mm. Typical, isn't it? No one behind the bar when you want them.
There'll be someone soon.
I don't want to hang around here any longer than I have to.
They do know we're coming, don't they?
Well,
Kathy!
What
are you doing here?
I phoned last night, but you weren't around.
What? Well, you could have left a message.
There was no one suitable to leave it with.
For heaven's sake.
Graham's come to do a valuation of the pub.
What now?
Yes. Do you want to start by looking in the kitchen?
Well, if that's all right.
I'm sure it is. Sid?
Yes, I suppose so. It's through that door there.
Okay. Thanks.
Why'd you have to come now in the middle of lunchtime?
It's the only time Graham's available this week.
It may be convenient for him, but it isn't for me.
I'm sorry, but you haven't got any choice.
Hardly good for business, is it? I mean, you two traipsing around so publicly.
It's hardly good for business committing adultery so publicly either.
Yes. Yes, okay. Point taken.
I suppose she's around somewhere, is she?
No. Jolene's gone back to her flat. She's getting her stuff together. Ready to move in on Saturday.
Huh. I'm surprised it's taken her so long. I wonder how much time she'll have to get used to the place.
Is that a threat?
No. No, of course not. It's just, you never know what might happen, do you?
No, you don't.
We'll go upstairs next.
Oh, will you?
Yes. Is there a problem with that?
No, I suppose you've got to, haven't you? I think I'll go outside. Click some glasses.
Heard it was bad news about young Frank, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
At least you're looking after his widow for him.
Well, I'm trying my best.
You're a good lad, Eddie.
Right, you stay there and I'll get you a point. And when I come back, Dad, I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, all right, I'll be waiting. Maybe you could bring the dominoes back with you.
No, Dad, not today.
Why not?
I'll explain to you when I get back.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Why, what's the matter?
There's a couple of bloodsuckers in there. Eyeing everything up for what it's worth.
What?
It's Kathy and that Graham Ryder. He's a bloodsucker. They've come to bally the pub for the divorce settlement.
Yeah, well, people can turn nasty, can't they?
No, I wouldn't say she's turned nasty exactly, but I think she reckons she's owed. I suppose she is. as long as she doesn't take this place away from me.
Hey, you'll hang on here as long as you can, Sid. Otherwise, you'll end up like us, having to go back to some stinky novel.
Eddie? What do you mean?
Those cracks in the plaster work could easily be repaired. Sid was supposed to do them months ago.
They really won't make any difference. They're obviously not major fault lines.
No, I know. It's just one of those things that always bug me about him. Broken promises. Do you think you've seen enough yet?
Well, more or less. I'm pretty familiar with the pub downstairs already, of course.
So, what do you think?
Well, I'd have to talk to Mr. Watson back at the office.
But roughly speaking?
Roughly speaking, I'd say we're looking in the region of 300,000. That won't be far out.
300?
Yes. Oh, if this was a residential property, of course, you'd be looking at rather more.
So why the difference?
Well, it's a completely different market for licensed premises, I'm afraid. Rural pubs are closing all the time and not being bought up.
Well, that's true. Look at the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, not that there's much danger of this place closing down, though, I'd have thought.
No. But 300,000 would be its current market value, give or take a few thousand.
Subject to confirmation.
Oh, well. We'll just have to go with that, then, won't we?
And double two, and out. He wins again.
Oh, yeah, smashing. Well done.
Oh, I need to go to the gents.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can buy me another pint if you like.
Yeah, you'll be lucky.
You know, Eddie, you had me really worried about him. I thought you was going to tell me we had to go back to Middle Rise.
Yeah, funny that.
Oh, look, here comes Clary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, tell her I'll be back then, Eddie.
Okay, Dad.
Eddie, where's your dad going?
Got to the gents.
You don't look very unhappy to me.
No, he ain't John Happy.
Why not?
Because I didn't tell him.
But you've got to. It'd be even worse if we leave it till tomorrow.
Why, no. I nearly blew it any road when Sid was here. You should have seen the look on Dad's face when he thought that's what I meant.
That is what you meant.
I know. I could see his heart thumping and his face white as a sheet. I couldn't break that promise I made him in hospital.
Clary!
It's already been broken, Eddie. Oh, I suppose I'll have to tell him before I go to work. What's Susan waving for?
Yeah, waving goodbye to the Grundys before they leave Ambridge forever.
Carrie! Eddie, I've got some news for you.
What is it now? The caravan's burnt down.
Be quiet, Eddie.
It's good news. You can move the caravan onto Willow Farm.
Can we?
You're kidding, ain't you?
No, I spoke to Neil, and then we went to see Mike and Betty, and we've all agreed.
Oh, Susan, that is wonderful.
Well, it'll only be temporary, won't it?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, definitely. Oh, thanks ever so much.
That's brilliant. I was beginning to think.
Ever so quick, too.
Well, you can't hang around, can you?
Oh, God. Oh, Dad'll be thrilled when he hears. You ever...
Well, why don't you tell him now, Eddie?
Yeah, I think I will.
There's something in the post for Sid.
Jolene! You're nice and early.
Well, I couldn't keep away from you, could I?
And from tomorrow, you won't have to.
No, and I can't wait. I met the postman on the way in.
Ah, right, thanks. I'll look at them in a minute.
What's this? A fry-up?
Yeah, I was feeling hungry.
When I do your cooked breakfast, you tell me off.
See to eat more than Lonnie.
Yeah, I reckon I'll have to get you doing that gym again.
No, somehow the incentive seems to have gone.
Well, maybe we should sneak off and lead each other down there in secret.
No. I had enough of that game in the end. All that lying.
Too much excitement, eh?
Damn.
I hope that doesn't mean our life's going to turn into a boring routine.
Life with you. We'll never be a boring routine.
Oh, I don't reckon it will.
Oh, it'll be good having you and Fallon here. We can make it a real family home.
Well, you need to give Fallon some space, though. I mean, at least to begin with.
And she's still all right about coming, isn't she?
Yeah. But you know it's on her terms.
Oh, that's okay. She's got her own room. She can have her friends
and
around.
And she says we're not to make her do stuff with us if she don't want to.
Ah, of course we won't. I know what teenagers are like.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. We just got to give her time to get used to it, huh? Do you want a cup of tea?
No, not for me, thanks. Hey, there's a coincidence. There's a letter from Lucy.
What, from New Zealand?
Yeah. Probably giving me the full lowdown on what she thinks about me and Kathy.
What you've told me, she should approve.
Not so sure what she'll think about me and you, though.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Anything else? What you say?
This one's from Kathy's solicitors.
You expecting it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, she mentioned it.
I remember what happened when I spoke with Wayne. It's not nice, is it?
No. No, just because you're expecting it, it don't make it any easier.
So, what's it say?
Well, it says I've got to reply within 8 days. I'll have to see the lawyers who deal with this pub.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they've got a family specialist. He'll know what to do. Just hope he can sort this out as quickly as possible.
Kind of you to offer, Neil, but it's nearly all done now.
Oh. Oh, never mind.
I'm sure Eddie won't be too long.
Has he got something to tow the caravan with?
Yeah, he's borrowing the truck again.
Oh, right.
Oh, it only seems like yesterday he brought me here.
Well, let's hope the rain holds off, eh?
Oh, I don't mind a bit of rain. Just glad we got a place sorted out before... Well, you know.
Yeah, we couldn't let you go back to Meadow Royce.
Joe still don't know about that. We'd rather it stayed that way.
Oh, I don't suppose you'll want to stay too long at Willow Farm, anyway. Not when the weather starts getting colder.
No. We'll keep looking for another place. I wouldn't want to impose on my competitor for too long, neither.
It's going to be difficult, isn't it? Because you'll be right on top of them.
Yeah, but I expect we'll manage somehow.
Yeah, I expect you will. How long do you reckon it'll be before Eddie gets back?
Oh, should be any minute now. He just went up to do the milking in Penny Asset, and he's coming straight back here with the pickup. You don't have to stay.
No, I suppose not. You're nearly ready to go, aren't you?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, I'll see you at Willow Farm then, shall I? I'll need to show Eddie where to pitch.
I thought you'd already told him.
Yeah, but I'd still like to be there, just in case there's any problems.
Don't suppose there will be.
No, but you never know, though, do you?
Well, no, I suppose not. Okay, then, well, we'll see you in about an hour, hopefully.
Yeah, right. Right, I'll see you there, then. Hi, Joe!
Neil Offen.
He's going to meet us up there.
You know what?
No, what?
I'm glad we're moving.
Oh, yeah? Thought you might be upset.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, you always knew we'd have to move in the end.
Yeah, that's true.
No way Brian Aldridge and his lot was ever going to let us stay here permanently.
But Eddie should have known that before he moved us on here in the first place. Now, have you finished packing up inside?
Oh, yes, I have. But don't you criticise Eddie.
Oh, well, no, I ain't really. I know he's done his best.
He didn't let us down, did he? He said to me in hospital, we'll be back in Ambridge. And that's what happened.
Oh, no.
And what's more, we're staying here.
So it's all worked out nice in the end, eh?
Then we'll be good friends now, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
They won't chuck us out. So, you see, Eddie kept his word, like he always does.
Well, most of the time.
Well, why else would he be over in Penny Asset this morning, eh? Looking after Frank's widow. He don't have to do that, do he?
No.
Man's word is his bond, see? And as farming folk, we've got to stick together when times is thin. That's why Eddie's helping her, and Neil and Mike are helping us. That's how it works.
Yeah, don't forget Susan and Betty.
Oh, well, yeah, them too, that's right. We're all part of the same community. People forget that sometimes.
You're right, Joe, they do.
What happened to Frank could happen to any one of us. They're but 4 degrees
from now. Oh, look, Eddie's here now.
Come to take us home.
We should have a nice view, though.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be looking up at Leaky Hill. Best view in the village, that is.
Better do a last check, Red, make sure we ain't forgotten nothing.
Oh, don't worry about that, Clary. Look, I checked everything inside and you got everything else in that box of yours, ain't you?
Yeah, all the breakables. I'm going to sit with that in the back of the truck.
Oh, don't be daft. We'll make sure it's strapped in. You ain't travelling in the back of a pickup.
Oh, it's only a short journey. Now, I'd prefer to. Remember what happened to your Light the World picture?
Right. Oh, are we all set?
Think so. I don't know what you want to do about that oil drum.
Oh, leave it. I can always find another one if you want a barbecue.
Getting a bit cold for barbecues
now. No, I don't like to leave the place untidy.
Oh, Clary, apart from that oil drum, this place is exactly the same as it was when we got here.
I suppose so.
Nobody comes here anymore. Except William and that Greg Turner.
I know, and I don't want to have William getting in no more trouble.
He won't get into trouble.
Come on then, Eddie. Let's get this caravan hooked up, eh?
He can't wait to go, can he? Right. Willow Farm, here we come.
I just passed Mike on his milk van. He had a face on him like thunder.
Well, I'm sorry. He had his say last night.
I know. But you can't blame him, really, can you?
Why not?
Would you like the Grundys living on our doorstep?
But they won't be staying very long, will they? They know that.
Yeah, but you know what it is like. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
Neil, we put it to the vote, remember? You, me and Betty were for and Mike was against. That's 3 votes to 1.
Yeah, I know that, but I still feel a bit bad about it. It's like we forced it on him.
No, we didn't. Betty knows how awful it'd be if they had to go back to Meadow Rice. So do you. Nah, sometimes Mike just can't see past the end of his own nose.
Yeah, but he doesn't owe him a favour like we do. When Clary looked after our two.
That's not the only reason we're putting them up, though. It's just Christian charity.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right.
Oh, hello, Cathy.
Hello, Susan.
Neil.
Hello, Cathy. Excuse me, but I'd better get off to Willow Farm. They could be turning up any minute now.
Oh, bye then.
Yeah, see you later, Neil.
Yeah, bye.
The Grundys are moving on to our land this morning.
Yeah, Pat told me. I think that's really kind of you and Neil.
Well, Mike doesn't see it that way.
Oh, well, Mike wouldn't be happy if he didn't have something to complain about, would he? No, I'd like a box of tissues.
So, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm all right. Ploughing on as usual.
You're still working at Ambridge Organics?
Yes, for the time being. But I'm not in today.
How's Jamie?
He's fine. Seems to have really taken to his new teacher, thank goodness.
Change can be difficult at that age, can't it?
They manage it quite well at Loxley Barrett. He'd met her at the end of last term. But how's Christopher getting on?
All right, I think. Though he hardly tells you anything about it. You know what they're like at that age. Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Oh, Ruth. Was Pip all right this morning? She looked a bit tearful in the playground.
Yeah, she was fine, thanks. She'd just fallen over and grazed her knee.
Oh, well, so long as that's all it was.
I'm looking for some crayons or some coloured pencils for Josh's party.
Oh, yeah, they're over there with the stationery.
Okay. You look as though you've caught the sun a bit. I have been getting outside a bit more.
Oh, I wish I could say the same. I seem to spend most of my time in the shop or at the solicitor's or looking around some grotty flat that I don't want to buy.
No luck so far, then?
No, there's been nothing at all. Well, I'll keep on trying.
Oh, good luck with it anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
How much are these?
Oh,
the label's on the other side. 95 pence.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cathy. Have I jumped the queue?
No, you're all right. I'm still browsing.
There we go. That's £1.05 change.
It's for pass the parcel.
You can't go wrong with crayons, can you?
Josh loves drawing, or should I say scribbling. Anyway, thanks, Susan. See you.
Yeah, bye then.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye. Isn't she doing well?
She's ever so brave.
Don't know how I'd cope if it was me.
She's obviously decided she's going to get on with her life and not let it affect her too much.
Mm. There's a lesson for us all in that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Harry. It'll be all right.
Nice we hit a few more bumps like that one.
Well, we won't, because we're nearly there now, aren't we?
Just round this next bend and then we're home.
At least until we find somewhere more permanent.
This is a start, Clary, isn't it?
That's right. We can settle down here among friends. May not be Green's farm, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah, you're right, Joe.
Yeah, things are definitely looking up now, aren't they? And here we are.
And it looks smashing.
Right. Where do you want us then, Neil?
Oh, just down there, where the tap is. You'll be all right getting through the gate, won't you?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks again, Neil. It's very kind of you and Susan.
That's all right, Clary. We know you'd do the same. Oh, and Betty's got the kettle on inside.
Oh, that's kind of her.
Yeah, you see, that's what real neighbours are for.
Right, I'll go and get the gate.
Yeah, okay, Neil.
Summit tells me we're going to be very happy here.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.